So are you concerned about buying a house in this market and then that house price just crash? And a lot of people are. And the reason being is there's a lot of media attention out there saying, market's going to crash, market's going to crash, market's going to crash. I hate doing videos like this. I truly do. But I have to call out BS when I see it. Okay. So let me explain today's video. I'm going through and I do a lot of research when I'm doing my videos and I'm trying to learn from people like Nick at Reventure Capital. He's fantastic. He took this channel from basically nothing. He's making probably millions right now. And his narrative is just crash, 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 crash and doom. And he's killing it. You can see right through here. He 2 days ago, 121,000, 5 days ago, 192,000. What's everything? Collapse, collapse, stagflation, collapse, collapse, stagflation, tax. But he just put a video out. And this is what really prompted this video. It was actually two things. He just put out a video right through here, and it says HUD reports shocking 100% surge in 90-day mortgage delinquencies. Okay, so that's so the first thing you're thinking is, oh man, there's going to be tons of delinquencies like we saw in 2008. It's going to cause the housing market to crash. Okay, that's the first thing I would think. Okay, let's go over here. I had a friend of mine just do a video, and this was prompted. This actually, Javier just did a video, and it's this Reventure Capital housing data. Is it accurate? Okay, so you have to watch this video. So check it out. I thought this thing would be about 100,000 views by now, but it'll grow. Okay, so he uses the Reventure Capital app to look at housing prices and delinquencies and all this other stuff. And I won't be a spoiler, but just check it out. And he didn't give it a very good grade. But let's go over to here. Mortgage delinquencies. Let's just look it up. We got mortgage delinquencies right here. I'm just doing a Google search. What's the first thing I see? And I put in here the past 24 hours. Okay, so this is as fresh as the data can be. U.S. mortgage delinquency rates remain near historic lows. Well, let me put this into context too. When COVID hit, there was basically a mortgage foreclosure moratorium where you could not foreclose on people until I think it was just last year that this came up. And I'm sure people are going to correct me down below, but that's okay. There was a moratorium on foreclosure. So if you had one and you go to two, well, that's 100% increase. So I just wanted to check the accuracy of this. So I just put in, okay, what is it? U.S. mortgage delinquency remains at near historic lows. Okay, that's the first thing. Mortgage delinquency rate up slightly, but is it a cause for concern? It went from 1.1 to 1.5 adverse. And then you have over through here, 60 to 90 day delinquencies went from 0.3 to 0.4. Okay, not even 1%. All right, delinquency rate on single family residency. This is 16 hours ago. Let's click it. It's the U.S. Fed, okay, or St. Louis Fed. Let's click it right through here, and you go down. Here's where we are. So if that scares you that all these people, here's where the delinquency rate was back in 2008 when the world crashed. So, and you might say, okay, we were ticking along at that time, and the world ended too. Well, this is a completely different thing. Okay, you have to understand what happened here, and I'm not going to go on in this video, but there was major reasons why this happened, and it was subprime mortgages. Okay, so that's that piece of the puzzle. So, again, you look at the mortgage delinquency on FHA, it's at 2.8. All right, so really a lot of this data is just, I'm going to call BS on it, because this data right now I just pulled as well. You know, FHA mortgage delinquency, that was Nick's talking about, it's at 2.8%. Okay, for the third month in a row, he has a tendency of saying the worst ever, the highest ever, the this ever. That when you really do the research, he only maybe goes back a week. We don't understand where he's getting his data because a lot of the information he's providing is just inaccurate, or it doesn't give you enough data to really make a solid conclusion. You go over to the next thing, and I just got this report today as well. Look at it, May 31st, Fannie and Freddie, single family serious delinquency rate decreased and an increase in multifamilies slightly. So when you start seeing, you know, things like this, shocking 100%, you have to put it into context. Please, please, all I ask you to do is do your research to get the true facts if you're looking to buy a house and in what market. We would like you to understand how to evaluate homes in your area, how to figure out what the best programs are for you. We can consult you on the mortgage products, how much of a down payment you need. I'm not going to go here on a daily basis just saying the world's going to end, because that's not good for any of us. So that's it right now. I want to show you guys what's going on with the mortgage bond market right now. I do this every day, midday. MBSs are holding steady at up 12. That means we're going to get probably about a 5 basis point reduction in rates. I don't think Mortgage News Daily updated yet. because this is from yesterday. Let's try it one more time to see if this comes down. Now, they haven't updated yet today, but you're going to probably see rates about 7.25 by the end of today. So that's my report. If you'd like to learn more about real estate and really take a deep dive in and understand it truly, what your market's doing, what you can afford, and should you rent or buy, please reach out to us. We'd love to help. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. You can visit me at the Rate Update. If you're looking for to buy a house, the first thing I'd ask you to do before you do anything, see if you're eligible for a grant. See if you're eligible for a grant to help you with those down payments or those closing costs. It's a fantastic program. Not sure how long it's going to be around, but check that out before you even go to the Apply Now button. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. And I hope, don't take this as I'm going out there trying to look for, you know, people to debate with and fight with on YouTube. I'm just wanting to educate and inform you guys with the facts and not some just, you know, data that I put out there just to get your clicks. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. If you find value in this channel, I'm going to ask you one thing. Please click the apply net or subscribe button right down there below. I'd love to have you as a subscriber. Thanks so much. Have a fantastic weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.